Hi guys, this is Samin and today I want to speak about a very simple strategy that helps us to add some new habits or to maintain our good habits in our life. There is a phrase about habits that say that we are what we repeatedly do. You can see the power of habits this phrase. All of us know about this thing, about the power of habits to help us to achieve our goals, to help us to achieve our dreams. And we all have some dreams and some ambitions, like for example to be more successful person, or to be more patient and amazing person, or more kind person, or to make more money, or to be successful in our life and our job. And in fact, achieving to all of this aspiration is impossible without building some new habits, or without keeping our good habits. So at the first days of New Year, I decided to set some goals for New Year, and I knew that achieving to these goals, I have to stabilize some good habits in my life. So I decided and I searched some articles in the internet, and I found a very simple strategy, a very simple technique that it worked for me. And here I like to share with you this strategy, this very simple technique. So you know that if you don't have a routine and a structure in your life that keep you in the past, after a while you fall in and you will give up very easily, and maybe you quit. You think with yourself that I'm so busy, I have no more free time for achieving to this goal, or it's impossible for me, I have no ability about for achieving to that goal. And all of this excuse make you to be discouraged to achieve to that goal. But if you stabilize a good habit within yourself that keep you in the past, you can't give up. And here you need to something that trigger you to activate some habits in your life. Maybe something like an angel on your shoulders that remind you that you have to do this today, you have to do that today, or you have to become this kind of person. And here I want to say that we can use from this idea, and by maybe activate a reminder on our cell phone. You know, for example, you want to be a more patient and more calm person, and calm and kind person in your life. So you can only write in your journal, in your vision board, that I have to become more calm and more patient. And you can, after a while, you can, for example, since a while, look at your journal and say with yourself, I have to become more calm, and I have to become, for example, more patient. And but I have to say that this kind of works in the daily life not enough if you want to be more calm or patient. In fact, you need something that trigger you in certain times in the day that you have to do, for example, some works to achieve this goal. For example, if you have this kind of goal in this kind of dream in your life, you can set up a reminder on your cell phone, and this reminder will go on for example 10 a.m. and 2 and 6 and 8 p.m. and it go it your self your reminder go off, and you look at you look up to your phone, and you see that oh, it's time to become more calm, and you can do some activity, maybe close your eyes and do 10 deep breaths. With this activity, you will become more calm and more maybe more calm, and you can achieve to this goal. And in fact, at the first step, maybe it's consciously work, but when you do it for 2 months or 3 months, it will become a subconscious activity. And it will, in fact, with very simple technique, you will achieve to this goal. Or for example, you want to be more energetic in a day. So you are so busy person, you are so busy in your work, you have to work, for example, 8 hours a day, and your work is very difficult, you have to work and you have to sit back on your desk and, for example, work with your computer. And but here, if you want to be more energetic and absolutely more healthier, after 1 hour, you have to stand up and do some activities to be more energetic throughout the day. So here you can set up a reminder on your cell phone, and after 1 hour, this reminder goes off, and you can do some activities like, for example, stand up and do some stretches, and drink water, and you can by this activity you will become more energetic throughout the day and more healthy, absolutely, because you know, sitting for a long time, it's very very harmful for our backs and our healthy. So, in fact, another work that will help us to establish some habits in our life is that associating one work with another work. What do I mean by that? For example, you have to drop your kids off every day in their schools, and you can, you want to be, for example, your goal is to be more healthier. So you can at the way go back to home, you can stop in the grocery store and you can buy some fresh and some fresh vegetables, and by doing this work, you and by stabilizing this habit, buying new and fresh vegetables, you can be more healthier. In fact, you associate one work, dropping your kids up, with another work that is buying some new vegetables. You can stabilize this habit and maintain this habit in your life. So in fact, I used from this technique, I used from this technique of using a reminder on my cell phone, and it worked for me a lot, and that's why I like to share with you. I hope you enjoyed from this technique, and I hope you use from this technique and enjoy from it like me, and I like to hear your experience about this topic, and thanks a lot for listening to me, and bye for now.